The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Monday, 14 November 2016, with my friend Ron McDonald. And I promised to roll these calls, and let's do that. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John, it's nice to talk to you again. Hey, you know, you're on fire tonight, man. I feel your anger. I got you down there. Your first caller, the young lady that spoke earlier, she kind of hit on what I'm going to say. But, you know, I think Donald Trump is actually taking a subtle way into what he's doing, because he's nothing until they certify this electoral vote on December 19th, and then he's still nothing until he's inaugurated in. So as far as going after Clinton, I'm sure it's coming. I don't think he would have said anything on the election trail if he wasn't going to do it. But he's just got to play the game, because check it out. If he says he's going to go after Hillary Clinton right now, that gives them even more incentive to knock him off before the 19th of December.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute here, Andy. I didn't know that a bullet that might be marked for Donald Trump has an expiration date.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And I'm looking, and while I got you here, Andy, you know, I mean, Trump, he had people in this country chanting Hillary for prison. Lock her up. Lock her up. We
and
know
all them t-shirts too.
Well, yeah. We know that the Clintons are absolute crooks. But when asked about that on 60 Minutes, he, and I'm quoting him, "I don't want to hurt the Clintons." And this is what he said in response, whether he would fulfill his promise to put his previous opponent in prison. He said, "I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them." When the hell did they become good people? Did I spend a year off this planet? Did she get saved or something? Did she return the millions of dollars to people that she took from them? Well, did I miss something here?
No. And there's where I tell you I feel what you're saying and stuff. But we're going to have to go ahead and give him a little benefit of the doubt. And again, he can't actually bring any charges. It has to be his DOJ that does it. Whoever he appoints has to bring the charges and whatnot. But also, I mean, let's just move on from that. I know that's a big issue. But let's move on to that. My biggest problem in life is I can't open a can of green beans and not smell the chemicals in it. I can't drink the water from my municipal water source because I know there's ammonia, chlorine, fluoride, and glyphosate that's seeped into it. I can't do any of that stuff. So I think that's more of an emergency than indicting Clinton. Now, granted, that woman, and I would say the B word if I could, but that woman needs to be indicted. She needs to be hung from a light post in downtown, right in front of Pennsylvania Avenue on the White House. There is absolutely no doubt that that's what she really needs to be done. But we've got some serious things that need to go on, and I'm not sure that Donald Trump is going to take care of my what I need to see done, because I've got kids in this world that deserve to have food that's not poison, and water that's not poison, and breathing air that's not poison. So that's where my focus is. You know, had I known that we were going to be in this particular spot right now, John, I would never have brought children in this world. And how naive of me to not be in touch back then, because it was there then when I had my children. Yeah, so this is just a glorified, this is really weird. I almost feel like we are in a matrix, and I need to take that whatever pill gets me out of it. I don't know what it is, the blue one or the red one. I'm not sure, but this is just crazy. I can't even believe where we're at, and that there's people out there that really wanted to kill us, destroy us, take control of us, enslave us, and mainly they want to kill us. I mean, do you know how many plans are out there for this depopulation thing? I'm sure you do, John. There's plenty of plans out there to kill the population off. And that's another concern that I have right now, is that she has so much power and she's so high in this this New World Order BS that she could just say, you know what, kill these people. They elected the wrong person. Kill them. It doesn't surprise me at all if she would do that.
Well, they're really, really good people, you know. They're really good people.
I can't wait to give them a hug.
Man, my tongue would have fallen out of my face if I would have uttered those words. Or if I found myself saying those words, I would make sure I wouldn't be able to say those words again. I'd bite my own damn tongue off. Andy,
well, you know what? Yes, sir.
I was just going to say I want to thank you for your call. I need to move here.
All right, sir.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. You're going to say, Ron?
I was just going to say, we've heard so much of Crooked Hillary to hear him say, oh, but they're nice people, just was so inconsistent.
Well, so what am I supposed to make out of that? That somebody breaks into my house with intent on robbing my house, and they come in, and they're very polite, and they say, excuse me, but they're holding a gun to my head and saying, well, I really hate to do this, but I'm going to have to rob you. Well, when the cops show up, I'm not dead, and the cops show up, and I'm giving my recount of the thing, and he's filling out his report. You know, well, you know, the criminal was very polite, and he was very nice. He's still a damn criminal. And given my druthers, he wouldn't have the opportunity to come into my house and hold a gun to my head, because the minute he crossed 1 inch over my threshold, I'd blow him back out the door in pieces. The only thing that I'm not worried about is the left in this country. If this does come down to a literal revolution and a cat fight to get this country back, I don't have to worry about the left, because they ain't got guns. They don't like them. They'd much rather sit around in their little woe is us circle, gathering what depleted strength they have left, dialoguing to some consensus, or at least passing around the kerchiefs to each other so they can have a good cry. Do these people, Ron, do they even realize how weakened they really have become?
No, they don't.
God almighty.
Not at least. You know, I'm going to believe in Donald Trump as soon as I see him start deregulating everything. At that point, I know he's attacking the beast.
I was joking with somebody today. And I, even with the staff here at the network, I said, you know, I'm going to have to take one of these rooms. I want to go into an induced medical coma and bring me back in a year or two, because I can't stand this. And I'm not, and I've said this, and I sincerely mean it, I'm not a knee-jerk kind of guy. I said it's taken us a long time for these problems to take root, seems like on a semi-permanent basis in this country. And I know the solutions to a lot of these problems that we have, it's not going to come overnight. I understand and I get that. And I'm not one of these antsy persons that sits around and says, well, I want it now. I'm willing to wait. I'm just expressing what going into this my spidey sense is telling me. John, you know, you're missing something here. Something is very wrong. Damn it. Arthur in Ohio. Hello, Arthur.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
The fix has been on this a long time ago. If you can, tonight, pull up the audio that Deanna played Saturday and play that tomorrow night. And the reason I want you to play is because you're not going to get the full impact unless you hear what she played Saturday. Number two, now, they always let us know what they're doing ahead of time. A 2000 episode of The Simpsons showed not only Donald running for president but winning, and the electoral vote map showed almost identical to what we just saw.
On The Simpsons?
Simpsons, yeah. Simpsons?
A 2000 episode of The Simpsons. The very show that showed 9/11 way before it happened. There's 17 things that have been shown on The Simpsons that turned out to be true. Now, John, I will send you that on Facebook later tonight if you want it. But pull up, get that audio from Deanna that she played Saturday. It was a little bit lengthy, but I think the listeners to your network are going to understand the importance of what she played there Saturday. And, yeah, I don't expect anything to change except for things to slowly get worse. If you're familiar with the way the Federal Reserve was pulled in, if you've ever listened to Edward Griffin talk about how they use psychology or reverse psychology.
I know Ed Griffin personally. I spent many hours face-to-face talking with him.
Well, I think that's exactly what they just did to the American people with Donald Trump.
All right, Arthur.
Why else? All right.
I appreciate you holding on. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
John?
Yes?
Hey. Boy, you opened up a can of worms, and I'm glad you came on tonight.
Well, my heart and my conscience, I am letting them be my guide. And aside from that, I have to be responsible. I run a network, and damn it all to hell, I've got to do it. Didn't want to do it. You know, that'd be like I've got gangrene, and I know I got to cut that arm off to save the rest of me. It ain't going to be pleasurable. It ain't going to be nice, but I know I had to do it.
Well, here's my take, because I think probably the majority of RBN listeners are probably sitting in the same boat that you and I are. But in looking at the hive of hornets that he has walked into, you know, the guy a couple ahead of me, I agree with him that, number one, he cannot come out right now and say truly what he wants to say, because with all the so-called riots and everything, he would just be adding fuel to the fire. And, you know, you got to look at, the way I look at Donald Trump is, this guy's a businessman. He's a strategist. I think that's why Putin likes him so much, because Putin understands him, because the Russians are probably, from a nation standpoint, they play chess. They are very astute at this, and I think that Putin reads Trump real well, and I think he thinks he can deal with him. Now, we've got both Putin, we've got China coming in saying, okay, we're ready to talk. As far as appointments and things like that, I'm thinking similar to you is keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. You know, that might be where he's at right now. I mean, because we really don't know. As much research as that has been done, we really don't know how corrupt it is up there. We really don't know.
Well, we know enough to know that it is totally corrupt. Now, how much past totally, and what more proof do we need?
Okay.
But
still, I mean, we just don't know the extent of it. But my position is, I'm kind of with Michael Ribeiro. I'm like, okay, he said all these things. All right, let's hold his feet to the fire. You know, I've thought over the last few days, because I listen to RBN all day long. I listen to all the shows. And I'm thinking, you know what? What we need to do as listeners is we need to come down with our 10 planks of freedom for America. I've already sent tweets over to the Trump campaign. They like that. Even Donald used it. And I said, hey, no neocon. Hey, Trey Gowdy, Attorney General, no neocon. We need to come down because the RBN listeners are far more researched and intelligent on both current and historical events. We need to come up with, here's what we want. Here's what you said. Why don't we all go post a deal on the Washington, D.C. website, whatever, the White House website, and say, here's our 10 planks, Trump. This is what we want done. Start tweeting, send them emails, whatever. But as Michael Rivero said, hey, it all began when he won. This, we just got started, and we got to hold his feet to the fire. So we need to get at it, and then hopefully in January, when he actually is inaugurated in, okay, then we're going to see what he's going to do in actuality.
Well, we're not going to have any other choice, Jim, but
well, I know,
to sit back and see what this guy does. But I'm looking
No, we can't sit back. We need to start right now. I mean, I sent a tweet to Trump, and I said, Glass-Steagall, right now. Glass-Steagall, get it done. We need it right now.
No, we needed it back in 08, and they
needed it in 08, but
okay.
Here now.
All right. Jim, anything else you got? Because I don't want to interrupt you. Every time I go to speak, you're
fine.
Talking.
That's fine, but you know what? RBN listeners, let's all get together. Because it just started right now.
All right. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call.
Appreciate you.
I said this before as well. You know, it's just a start. You know, this is not the panacea. This is not the grand fix. Donald Trump rolling into Washington, D.C.
You know, I thought more about what you said. You know, Donald Trump could have handled the answer as whether Hillary was going to be prosecuted or not a more general way than to be so specific. He could have said, well, we have so many other matters on the table right now. We're going to handle the importance of the things first. But when he came out and he kind of did the double or reverse, the flip-flop, that's you're right.
And this issue about, you know, the Black Lives Matter or any of these supposed spontaneous protesters that are showing up in the streets and are really being bussed in and paid to go out there and create anarchy and burn stuff and bust windows and whatever else. You know, I'm looking at this, and the only thing that this old bummer has to do that's sitting in the White House right now as President of the United States, get up and do an address to the nation that says, please stop this. Stop your, you know, protesting. Stop your violent protest. These are supposed to be, we're supposed to be the haters. We're supposed to be the violent ones. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching this, and this goes beyond hypocrisy. And the hypocrisy continues because nobody is putting up any sort of argument on this one. I mean, my God. Ron, what do you think would happen to me if I went around this country with hundreds of millions of dollars and bribing people to go do violent acts in the streets? Don't you think the FBI would be at my door?
Well, we know for certain they would be.
Brother. 800-313-9443. I'll take Mark and then Greg. We got a couple lines open, folks. I don't know where the hell the balance of this show is going. I just know we're alive and here today.
For that one iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Before I get off the air here, James Corbett, put together a decent article, and I want to make sure that people understand, at least early on. I understand, folks, this is early. The elections happened less than a week ago, but I'm already starting to see some questionable moves being made. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. As far as Trump saying that the Clintons are nice people, I'm looking at etymonline.com, online etymology dictionary. The definition for nice, an adjective, is foolish, stupid, senseless, careless, clumsy, weak, needy, simple, stupid, silly, foolish. Now that's a nice guy. Nice guy is foolish, stupid, and senseless. That's the meaning of nice adjective.
Okay, now where did you get this definition from?
etymonline.
I don't know
.com.
Who, and I have never heard of that, and I don't know who these people are. Has anybody cross-checked this? Have you?
It's an online etymology dictionary. Before Webster perverted the language and revised the dictionary in the 1830s or 40s, words It's like the word gay. Now it means perverted sex. It used to be happy. Our words have been flipped. We don't even know what we're saying when we speak, when we use words today, because they've all been flipped. It's like the language of law. You read something and you go, wait a minute, that says I get arrested.
Yeah,
and
well, Clint,
says you don't.
Yeah, Clint Richardson took a stab at that, and it got to the point where I had to turn it off. Because, you know, it depends on how far back you go and how deep you go down the rabbit hole. You know, we do have a language, and we do communicate with a language, and we think that we understand the words we're using. And we use them in the current day context, not that was 100 years ago. I'm sure if, say, 200 years ago, I was to tell some guy, hey, you're a pretty nice fella, I might have been invited to a duel. But today, if I call you a nice fellow, Mark, you're not going to get angry and try to shoot me, are you?
Because we've been trained.
Yeah.
We've been flipped. It's like Bowers versus DeVito. The ruling stated the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Now that sounds bad, but what negative means hands off. Positive means hands on.
The living Constitution. Yeah, that's something I heard attacked yesterday. They started that one back up. That, well, we don't want a dead Constitution, do we? Well, what are you trying to tell me? That was what was right 240 years ago might be wrong today. Water is still wet, and the sun still rises in the east.
What I'm saying is, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberty.
I'm not arguing with you, Mark. Mark, I'm not arguing with you. I got your point.
Right.
Okay? All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you. All right. What?
You're welcome.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm a little agitated today. If I hear it three times, you don't have to tell me a fourth. Greg Murphy in Texas. And why are we using your last name, Greg? Oh, he's Greg in Murphy, Texas. Oh, okay.
How you doing, John?
I don't know. How do I sound, Greg?
I think you sound great. I want to thank you, first off, for doing the damn show today. I've been waiting for this show for a long time, and, man, you hit it on the head. This is why last week when you read my mind when I talked to you, when I was making the comment about what Trump said about Clinton,
you
said, can I get a whoopee cushion? And I said, you bet. Well, this is what I'm talking about. People are missing it. Mark, the previous caller, I know what he's intimating. He's intimating that Trump has the intelligence to know that if he uses a word the meaning of which was 200 years old, because I study etymology like you do, that Trump is trying to get a hidden meaning. I don't think Trump's that smart. I think you hit it dead on the head. You know by who you associate with, and it's not even a week into this process, and he has already... Look at Corbett's report, one of the best articles you've ever put on RBN. Corbett did his work.
Greg, hang on a second. We're up against a break, and I don't want you to hurry. You've been holding here. And I'll take John, but then I want to get into this man's article that we just spoke about, James Corbett. And you decide for yourself, folks. We're just putting the questions forward.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You may be calling into the show, and I may not get to your calls. You've heard me say that I wanted to get to this Corbett report, and I'm not going to fashion the rest of this program around the callers. So I'm going to ask you to be quick and concise. Get in and get out. If you would, please make your point or ask your questions. I'm talking to Greg in Murphy, Texas here. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, Greg, I have been unsettled in my life for varied reasons, but nothing like this.
And I'm the same way, John. Let me make one point for everybody to consider. Trump's inauguration in January is nothing but a logistic formality. Everyone that I've tried to pass this information on to for their consideration, I'm no genius, but I'm trying to pass on something I think is very important. They say, no, you're jumping the gun. The guy isn't even in office yet. Yes, he is. What people don't seem to understand is that morning after he was voted into being the president-elect, John, He is setting up his future by the people he is bringing into his administration.
And that's what I want to get around to talking about in greater detail.
And if I were to, here's a practical example. Let's say I call you and say, John, I want to come down and talk to you about a business deal. Everybody's bragging about Trump's business acumen. If I drive down to Austin, I sit down and I say, John, you're going to love this deal. Trust me, we're going to have a great time. And you say, well, give me some specifics. Man, you're going to love it, John. And I never get around to telling you how I'm going to do things that are going to break the Constitution. I never talk about the Republic. I never talk about the legal constraints that the president in the executive branch of government must operate within. And all he ever says is, it's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Which country is he becoming the CEO of? The one that he's in commander of chief, and this is when we're in time of war, the undeclared, ongoing, never ending war. Which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the 14th Amendment, United States here? You know, I mean, holy mackerel! There's holes in this that you could drive a truck through sideways.
I can't believe he even had the gall. I would be so embarrassed. I would just either blow my own brains out or leave the country for him to say, good people, I heard it and I just about died. Here's my last thing. I know you want to go on to other calls.
Yeah.
I am tracking as best in my feeble way that I can since he started running. I've written down everything that he has promised that he was going to do. Second, I make just an old Benjamin Franklin T account. That's on the left side. On the right side, I write down what he says he's going to do about it. Then I've gone and I've checked his website. He doesn't give any details. Evidence the wall. It's from a construction standpoint, it's absolutely unfeasible. At the rate he's going now, before he gets in office, if he keeps going the way he's going with what he's saying and with the people he is surrounding himself with, my estimate is, don't count on this, I'm just trying to do a real rough statistical estimation here, I think before he ever gets in office, he will either greatly undermine or completely renege on almost everything he said during the election.
Well, and Greg, and let me sign off with you on this thought. I was talking to Mike during the break. I said, you know, there's one last step that we the people can take, and it's one that we have been desperately trying to avoid. And that's the second American Revolution. And I give us a chance of about a 70-30 chance of winning that one.
John, have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Greg. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi.
John, I'm bummed out just as much as you are. And I hope you're wrong. But let me make this point. Remember what Trump said about during the debate about not letting the enemy know what your battle plan is?
Right.
That I'm hanging my hat on that because I ain't got nothing to hang my hat on anywhere else. I mean, I'm just as bummed out as you are.
Well, you think you're bummed out now. Wait till I get done with James Corbett's article.
All right, man.
All right.
Take care. Love you, man.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
That is, if I have a hat to hang, do I even own a hat anymore? Or did I sell that? Do I have a head to put it on? I don't know. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. I'll be quick, too, so you can get to your report.
Yes, sir.
A lot of discussion about democracy versus republic, and one key issue about this that people need to understand, and that's how it concerns our rights. In a republic, our rights are unalienable.
That's right.
God-given.
That's right.
They're inviolate. They cannot be stolen from you if you're outvoted 100-1. Secured by the Constitution and supposedly overseen by statesmen, which our founding fathers were because of their sacrifices. In a democracy, you have these civil rights created by government, can be changed by a pen and a phone or a faceless, limp-wristed bureaucrat in a government office by a rule or regulation, and, importantly, it's overseen by the likes of Nancy Pelosi, Jesse Jackson, Bill Clinton, and Al Sharpton. So So that ought to give some folks, you know, a good reason to see we need to have this republic.
And Wayne, what I usually tell people, under that republic, under that constitution, unalienable or unalienable rights, in other words, they're inviolate, you can't violate them, they are forever, until such time that you want to rewrite that sucker and then start changing the verbiage to fit the form of government we have now. But this democracy, it's not about your unalienable rights. It's about the privilege and the benefit coming from the government.
Absolutely. One last quick thing, John. I think in this democracy, these candidates and everybody talks about it because there could be some subtle conditioning going on because...
Subtle? Wayne, this is not subtle. This is overt.
Now, well, let me finish my point.
Okay.
What's going on here is there's a day, we're in the middle of a demographic war right now, and we will have a Hispanic majority. That's where the democracy is really going to kick into place. And, you know, there was a town in Texas called El Cenizos. Once it became majority Hispanic, they changed all the city language to Spanish. If you wanted to do business with the city, you had to be in Spanish. So I'll sign off on that.
Thank you. Alamo, remember San Jacinto. You know, I, Ron,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Before I ask you this question, let me do this Corbett story, and then you tell me how positive you are. Meet the neocons, 9/11 criminals and Goldman bankers on Team Trump. The voting machines have decided who will be the next puppet figurehead of the Pax Americana deep state for the next 4 years. The circus is over. And the peanut shells are being swept out of the stands. So what do we have to show for all of it? Well, I've got some good news, some bad news, and not so good news for you. Let's start with the bad news. Apparently, some people voted for Trump in the belief that he was some sort of anti-establishment, truth-telling hero of the working class. Now, this is James speaking. He says, I hate to be the one to disabuse you on this notion, so let's look at the transition team. His campaign team, the people who have already been tapped to be part of the new administration, and the people who are being contacted for potential cabinet appointments. And James says, warning, it's not a pretty picture. Now, so far, we've got Michael Flynn, National Security Advisor. I think he was the general, right, Ron?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Stephen Munchin. Treasury Secretary, Chris Christie, Commerce Secretary, that I would equate this guy to being at best a cheap politician, Jeff Sessions, Defense Secretary, Newt Gingrich, which I warned people when he showed up in Camp Trump, holy mackerel, I said, folks, are you paying attention? Are you watching this? Rudy Giuliani, Attorney General, and Reince Priebus as the Chief of Staff. So who's leading this transition team that's helping to sort out the cabinet and move Team Trump into the White House? Oh, just to use an assortment of banker-connected corporate lobbyists, we would expect to be hanging around any president-elect. This time is no exception. From former Goldman Sachs lobbyist Eric Euland to the Koch Industries lobbyist Michael Catanzaro, to Aetna/Verizon lobbyist William Pelletucci, the gaggle of corporate cronies manning Trump for America, Inc., the actual nonprofit group set up to oversee the transition, are as establishment as they come. And the whole kit and caboodle is being run by Chris Christie. Yeah, that Chris Christie. Now, who are they reaching out to for potential positions in the Trump White House? Stephen, as I said, the munchkin here, the chief fundraiser for the Trump campaign, was not featured in a lot of alt-right cheerleading for the Trump train, and for good reason. He's a 17-year Goldman Sachs veteran who went on to work for the Soros Fund Management. Yes, that's Soros. Oh, and he donated to Hillary Clinton. But other than that, I'm sure he's a great fundraiser, which is why he is apparently a frontrunner to be the Secretary of Treasury in the Trump White House. Yeah, that's right, folks. Yet another Goldman Sachs vampire squid alumni is within a hair's breadth of taking over the Treasury, just like Hank Paulson and Robert Rubin before him. But don't worry, because another person is in consideration for the Treasury Secretary position is Jamie Dimon. Now, I'm going to assume you know who Jamie Dimon is, but just to make sure everybody's aware, let me spell it out in black and white. Jamie Dimon is Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of J.P. Morgan Chase, the monstrous banking offspring of J.P. Morgan and Company, and the Rockefellers own Chase Manhattan. Other than Lloyd, God's work blank fine, it would be hard to find a more bankstery bankster in the world of banksterism. To list Dimon's entire rap sheet would be an editorial unto itself. But let's just remind ourselves of the role of the 2008 bailout fiasco via my Federal Reserve documentary, Century of Enslavement. In part, a stunning 2011 Government Accountability Office report examined $16 trillion of bailout facilities extended by the Fed in the wake of the crisis and exposed numerous examples of blatant conflicts of interest. Jeffrey Immelt, chief executive of General Electric, served as the director on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at the time the Fed provided $16 billion in financing to General Electric. J.P. Morgan Chase, chief executive Jamie Dimon, meanwhile, was also a member of the board of the New York Fed during that period that saw $391 billion in federal emergency lending directed to his own bank. In all, Federal Reserve board members were tied to $4 trillion in loans to their own banks. These funds were not simply used to keep these banks afloat, but actually to return these Fed-connected banks to a period of record profits in the same period that the average worker saw their real wages actually decrease and the economy on Main Street slow to a standstill. Now, if there is any ray of hope here, is that, as he says, I've discussed with James Evan Pilato in a recent edition of the New World Next Week, Dimon recently said he wouldn't want to become Treasury Secretary due to Democrat-Republican BS. Now, as Pierce Redmond points out, the Trump team may be floating Dimon's name right now to make it seem not so bad when they only appoint Goldman/Soros insider Munchkin to the position. John Bolton. John Bolton is a career Republican insider who served roles in both the Bush White Houses, including most recently as U.N. Ambassador, 2005 and 2006. He's also the worst kind of crazed, bloodthirsty neocon who has literally never heard of a foreign invasion he didn't lust after. Now, don't take my word for it. Listen to him explain Trump's foreign policy imperatives. For as many seconds as you can stomach it. And yes, he's commenting on Trump's foreign policy because he's been advising the Trump campaign and has been name-dropping for months as a possible Secretary of State in the Trump cabinet. So all of those who voted Trump over Hillary because they didn't like her warmongering suitability up until now, well, if there's not always his pick for Secretary of Defense, how would you like this one? How about Stephen Hadley? Hadley's the man who, acting as Bush Jr.'s deputy national security advisor, served as a conduit for the ridiculously fake yellow cake uranium forgeries that were used to help drum up the war in Iraq. He was also the guy who kept the bogus yellow cake story in Bush's October 2002 speech in Cincinnati, laying out a case for the illegal bloody war of aggression in Iraq. A share of the million dead Iraqis' blood is on his hands, and he's in the running to be Trump's Secretary of Defense. Rince Priebus. Nothing says anti-established party outsider like the current chairman of the Republican National Committee, right? Well, guess what? Rince Priebus is under consideration for Trump's chief of staff. You know, the highest-ranking employee of the White House? Priebus is apparently competing against the likes of Stephen Bannon, Trump's campaign CEO and former head of Breitbart News, and Jared Kushner's, the Donald's own son-in-law, who the Times of Israel takes great pains to point out is an Orthodox Jew, as is Ivanka Trump. Regardless of who gets the spot, the very fact that Priebus is in the running shows that Trump's feud with the Republican Party was about as real as Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant at WrestleMania. Rudy Giuliani. Rudy. Is an unconvicted 9/11 criminal who illegally cleared the 9/11 crime scene and who failed to pass on the prior warning that he received about the tower's destruction.
He's also hated by the New York Fire Department for having kicked the fireman off the pile as soon as the gold was discovered. As Associate Attorney General in 1981, he was involved in the Promise Software Octopus. He oversaw New York's unconstitutional stop and frisk policing policy, which you saw Trump float that, and everybody went, what? What? Well, we got to do something about the violence. Okay. He's a ghoul in every sense. So naturally, the only question of which spot will he fill in the Trump cabinet, Attorney General, DHS Chief, cybersecurity czar, or something else entirely? Are you getting a little nauseated yet? Well, you should be. But if, kill that. But there are many, many, many more contemptible establishment insiders who are being vetted for potential cabinet positions at this very moment. But don't worry, this is why I saved the good news for last. But first, the not-so-bad news. None of these positions have been filled yet. We don't know who's going to actually make it to the Trump cabinet at this point. Who knows? Maybe it will be a bunch of swell, upstanding, beltway outsiders, non-banksters, and populists who are committed to the principles of human freedom. Trump and change in 2016. Okay, all right. That's wishful thinking, but here's the really good news. The electorate favored, I guess, nobody at all, at an almost 2-to-1 margin over either fake controlled political puppet. Turnout was down from previous elections. Things are looking good. And MSNBC broke it down this way. The turnout rate, 46.9% didn't vote, 25.6 voted for Clinton, and 25.5 voted for Trump, and 1.7 voted for Johnson. But again, that's MSNBC, that's to be as trusted as, well, we report, you decide, Fox News. Yeah. Sean Hannity is going to go out there and rip apart all the medias except the one he's getting paid multi-millions of dollars for putting his little face and passing himself off as being some sort of conservative. For those who stayed home out of principle, he says, I salute you. For those who stayed home out of apathy, can I interest you in some reading? For those who voted for Clinton, why are you on this website? And for those who voted for Trump, you will commit to standing by the principles you thought you were voting for when you cast your ballot. Or will you rally around the party flag as a new crew of the neocons and the banksters and the establishment insiders step into their preordained roles? And if so, will you re-examine what your vote actually did, or will you simply say, I'll show them, I'll vote them out next time, because if it's the latter, then you haven't learned anything at all. Feeling better now?
Oh, boy. You know, all I could think of as you were reading that is Paul Harvey, and now you know the rest of the story. Good day.
Yeah.
My God, what a bombshell.
Well, but you know, nobody's been selected yet. That's the good news. But here's the people that got their names in the hat. That's the bad news.
Jeez.
And the really bad news is that Trump can't distinguish who the bad guys are. Now, I know he wants some inroads to the Republican Party. But here's the approach, if I were Donald Trump, I would take. In your ear. And I would go directly to the American people saying, you know what, in a couple of years, you're going to get the vote. In a couple of more years, you're going to get the vote again. Here's the deal. We're the Constitutional Republic. This is what I've identified. It is outside that Constitution. And you know what? Everybody is saying that, well, you know, he might fill four positions on the United States Supreme Court. Well, if it's any indication of the people he's surrounding himself with right now, I mean, folks, what are we going to expect here? Dave in California. Dave, holy mackerel, man.
Hi, Ron. Did you read the 16 points that he made to Israel?
You sound like crap. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I feel like crap.
Well, you sound like
it. Cold.
And this is radio. I'm talking to you via a telephone, and you sound like hell. You going to be okay?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll get better.
All right.
So there's a 16-point... Did you just hear the Israeli agreement he has and these 16 points? Did you ever read them yet?
Not yet. I'm almost afraid to.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to put the one. You may read that in the next few days if you want to. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Do you have the 16 points?
Well, he tapped someone on the shoulder a few months ago, like 7 months ago, and it was a couple. One of them is, the first one is, the unbreakable bond between the United States and Israel is based upon shared values of democracy, freedom of speech, respect for minorities. Of course, Israel has that. Cherishing life and the opportunity for all citizens to pursue their dreams. That's number one. Second one is, Israel is the state of the Jewish people who have lived in that land for 3,500 years. The state of Israel was founded with courage and determination by great men and women against enormous odds, and it is an inspiration to people everywhere.
There's only
one. Value freedom and human dignity.
Yeah, there's only one problem.
Israel,
yeah. One? Go ahead. We're running out.
Israel is a staunch ally of the U.S. and a key partner in the global war against Islamic jihadism. Military cooperation and coordination between Israel and the U.S. must continue to grow. I can go more if you want.
We're out of time. But hell, yeah. I feel better already.
Yes.
Hell, I can sell my gun. I'm going to join the synagogue. Everything is just fine. What the hell have I been worried about? I must have been out of.
To cheer you up. You know?
I thought I was just out of my mind.
No, I just called in to cheer you up, so.
Hey, Dave.
What?
Be well, but I curse you for another day with your sickness.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for cheering me up. Okay, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, I was wondering why you were so down. We only talked for about a minute before the show, and you were already down. I'm saying, what's going on here?
Well, no, you were unreasonably up, and then you wanted to take 60 seconds, and we were coming on air, and you said, "Well, what's going on?" I said, "You'll hear about it during the program." You know?
Oh my God.
Well, and you know, hey, nobody's been picked. Donald Trump hasn't taken his first day as president of the United States. Maybe I am just a wacko and I have unfounded fears and I don't have any belief in anybody.
Well, we both know he rubs elbows with every one of these people. So, I mean, geez.
I wish to hell he would have rubbed elbows with me rather than that asshat in Austin. God almighty. He would have got a wherefore and a how to of what the hell went wrong with this country and when by many exhaustive hours of research. And since you were a businessman more concerned in doing business than anything else, let me fill you in on somebody that's been looking at this, oh, I don't know, for a few years, quarter of a century maybe. Yeah, I'll just stop right there. Thank you, Ron McDonald.
Hey, always a pleasure. Maybe not so much today. But.
When's the other book coming out? Are we any closer?
We're closer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're taking these, take an inch step and then take a half and then a quarter. And before too long, the movement's imperceptible. But you keep me posted. All right. Thanks, folks, for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow, if I'm not shot, with another edition of the National Intel Report.
We all need food, and with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA. N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.